listeners, it's Kat Kruger, your DM at D20 Dames. Where last we left off, the Dames dispatched a tiny minion of the hags from Neverwinter Woods. It had been playing tricks on them since Rose vanished into the Shadowfell and was eventually discovered by Karen, who insisted they kill it. Karen then admitted to knowing more about the hags than she'd let on, but wouldn't disclose any details on account of keeping Rose's confidence. They were all discussing what to do next when some figures on horseback came into view down the road, including Lariah's dad. We have a very special guest joining us tonight. TK, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, it's me. It's TK.
Yep, that's it. That's all I got.
Who will you be playing?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I will be playing Isova, who is Lariah's father.
And do you want to describe yourself?
Yeah, Isova is, he is a bear of a man. He is deep-skinned, deep-voiced, with a neatly trimmed, but still bristly, graying beard. He has very neatly trimmed, curly hair. But the temples and forehead are pushed back a little further than he would like nowadays. He wears the garb of a city guard, though obviously not on duty.
Excellent. So yes, we pick up there as Isova approaches on horseback, and with him, Jasper and Gwador are in tow on a pony together. As they approach, Quat says quietly to the rest of you, "The Quickling was never here," and trundles off as fast as she can with the body of the Fey minion.
Who's that? Who's that again coming this way?
That would be my dad.
Oh, kind of devastatingly handsome, Lariah.
Okay, that's...
How come I'm not seeing any, and Wright's kind of like doing like a back and forth between the faces.
Oh. Cold-blooded.
I'm just teasing. I know.
Yeah, rude. Baba, what are you doing here? And also, hi.
Isova leads his horse, but doesn't quite get off of it, and looks down at Lariah as he approaches. Says, "What are you doing on the road?"
Uh-oh, someone's in trouble.
Okay. Do we need to leave?
Yeah, should we maybe back? Let's come on, Riot.
All right, just two steps.
No,
just two steps. Yeah,
just yeah. Well, Karen and Riot are just literally 5 feet away.
Isova will swing one long leg over the saddle and sort of hop off. In his youth, it would have been a much more fluid motion, but you can hear his knees creak a little bit as he does it this time. And he will start to place his hands on the points of Lariah's shoulders and then hesitate.
Lariah smiles and nods at him.
Okay. Aww. He will very gently place both of his hands on her shoulders and he'll, "Look at you, you've gotten so tall."
I saw you barely like so recently. Less than, I don't know, the last time.
Well, I never know when I'm going to see you these days, so it's always good to make sure.
Okay.
And he sort of, like, gives her a look. He waggles his eyebrows a little, like, gives her a little side eye.
I have not grown since the last time you saw me. You're being ridiculous.
Maybe.
The two boys jump off the pony, and Jasper comes racing over, seeing that there's a hug happening. Jasper comes over, but Gwador hugs Isoba's leg, and just sort of looks up at Lariah.
How tall is Gwador?
He would only be, I would say, like 2.5 feet tall at this point. He's a little guy.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like thinking bugbear. I'm trying to imagine what how big bugbear children typically are. It's so cool to pick up Gwador so that Gwador can be eye level with Lariah.
Lariah kind of starts to reach out awkwardly, like she's going to hug him, and is sort of like, here, and sort of like pats awkwardly the sides of his body, and then and then digs into her pocket and pulls out two painted stones and passes them over to him.
Gwador smiles over at you and shows and pulls out from his pocket the stone that he had from before. And then he adds to his collection, and then he sort of he makes a sign and looks down at Jasper, and he reaches for you but sort of stops, and Jasper says, "Me brother's wondering if he can give you a hug."
Okay. And Lariah steps very awkwardly into his arms.
He just, like, smashes into you.
Isova will sort of give him a small jiggle in his own arms and make a sign with his hand and say, gentle.
His large eyes are actually quite shut, and he's, like, hugging really tightly. You've definitely got some hands, like, buried into your hair right now.
Lariah is trying so hard not to like let him know that she feels uncomfortable and is just trying to hug him back as genuinely as she possibly can.
And then he releases you. His fingers are still sort of stuck in your hair from the deep embrace, and he tries to sign and gets the hair kind of caught, but then he pulls it off. And Jasper says, "My brother says thank you. He didn't know last time."
"Oh, it's no trouble. It's fine. How are you two doing? Do you remember these two?" And she points over her shoulder at Riot and Karen, who are not very far away.
we give like a tableau pose, like yeah, thumbs up.
"Ain't you missing one?"
Yes, on a quest, though," Riot says, and then leans down to Gwador and takes a crooked pointer finger and rubs the bottom of her chin and points at them for the and signs gum, or, you know, delicious chewing stick.
Sweets.
There's like grabby hands are happening right now. Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
right. Hands them both. Some.
Isoba signs a, you know, what do we say? and will pinch at his chin and offer it forward. Thank you.
Gwador obliges, and Jasper says, "Thanks. Me brother is ready for adventure, we is." And he looks over at Isoba, like, very knowingly.
Isoba is nodding, but definitely has sort of this, a wince a little bit. Just, "Of course. And mighty warriors you'll be."
As you say that, you see in the distance at the monastery a familiar form. It's Breeze, the Kenku monk, who you met so many years ago. And they are waving and coming over quickly.
Isoba will wave back and sort of set his hand on his hip, begin to grab the reins of the horse to lead it towards Breeze.
Breeze points at the two children and makes a whistling noise like a question mark.
Isoba pulls Breeze to the side and begins to report to her about the Dancing Dell in our deep forest and the followers of Illustrae. And let her know that he is leaving the boys in Lariah's care.
Oh, so Breeze gives you a knowing nod, taps their beak, and then whistles for the boys to come over. Then they gesture to the monastery and make the sound of a child laughing. And they're just waving Jasper and Guador indoors.
They want you to go inside, take a load off for a bit.
All right. We's off soon though, right?
And Lariah will look over to her dad. Of course. Whenever Asova.
Hey, you know what? We need to catch up. But they have apples inside, which we know you're big fans of.
Jasper signs to Guador, and both of them look very eager to, and yeah. Basically they race inside. You can see that Jasper is not going at full speed so that Guador can keep up with him.
That's sweet. Isoba will yell to them, like call out to them as they're going inside. He'll, don't eat too many. We need to do drills when we get back.
That brings back memories.
We've also got to keep our strength up, Jasper says.
I will not be swayed by children.
You say that now, but
so Breeze sort of goes in after them, and Riot and Karen, did you want to do the same, or what did you want to do?
Hey, Karen, you want to go in? You know, see what's going on.
Yeah, let's go.
I mean, I don't feel like I need to do any more bow practice today. You know what I mean?
You did nothing.
Well, again, I don't feel like I need to do any more or any less, I guess. Okay, is what I should have said.
I mean, I'm not going to shame you for that. That's fine.
No, of course not. You wouldn't with words, you know.
All right, before you take your sisterly squabbling inside, real quick.
Okay.
This is my dad, Asova. Baba, this is Riot and Karen. I've been traveling with them.
Riot deeply bows with wings and tail.
Isoba will reach out a hand to take hers.
Oh, okay. This, okay, right. Yep, here you go.
Yeah. And as her hand touches his, as their palms touch, he will grip her wrist and then grip her hand and then grip her fingertips.
Oh, okay.
And try and maneuver her into a cool handshake.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Here, bring in my tail, too.
All right, now you're the dragon flame on top.
Okay. Oh. Good.
And then you just wiggle your fingers like this. Nice.
Nice. Very nice. Thank you. I learned something new.
Don't forget the roar.
Oh. Oh, you meant with my hand. Yes, of course.
And he laughs, and it's very deep, like thunder. And he gives a side eye to Lariah, like, there's no roar.
Yeah, Lariah is watching this and just like trying so hard not to laugh, and is just sort of like giggling to herself and shaking her head. Like, this is, he does this every time he meets a new person. It's
Riot's loving every second. This dad is clearly very nice. Karen, we could give them some alone time or get them some snacks. Ooh. Or, you know, just go behind the tree and listen.
I was gonna propose you make, like, a cheese platter or something, but I think...
Ooh!
Cheese platter.
Well, whoops. Yep.
I guess someone's listening to us now. Okay.
No, that sounds excellent. A cheese platter would be fantastic.
All right, are you have any cheese limits?
If Isoba is anything like me or my father, Isoba is definitely lactose intolerant, so he will say no. He has no limits.
All right, we'll be back in exactly 5 minutes.
4 hours. Wait, what?
Those sound equally likely.
All right, so Karen and Riot, you head indoors where Gwador and Jasper are already in the dining hall, and Breeze is helping them to some apples.
Hey, Karen, can I sit next to you and write some letters while you cut the cheese?
Okay, wait, that was funny, but also... snacks were your idea.
You hear a soba outside. He's like, haha, nice.
He's a good dad. I figured we could. Okay, I'll help you. Okay, I will help you.
No. It's fine, but just know when we go back out there, you're taking all the credit. Yes, I'm taking the credit in my arms, and also I made it. So, okay. Yeah, write your stuff. Fine. Will you at least like write out loud so I can like participate in some kind of conversation?
yeah, of course. But if I'm saying it, I've already written it, so I can't like scratch it out.
Also, Karen's gonna like start going through cupboards with like things that are definitely labeled like quat, Breeze. Just kind of like just like chipping off pieces of cheese, just like they won't notice it.
Don't forget to make like a tiny one for the two of us too, Karen.
For walking out there again, like a little bit of like an odd root cheese platter.
Yeah, well, we didn't actually like say if we were gonna help eat the cheese, if it was just for Isoba and Lariah. You know, I'm just trying to cover all the cheese bases.
Yeah, that's considerate. I mean, if we just drop it off and leave, they better leave a tip or something. Is all.
We're not a restaurant.
We are now. This is how businesses are made.
This capital is, we're clearly, this isn't our cheese. Okay, I have to write these.
And it's called profit. I don't like
it. Riot's flattening some scrolls of paper, pulling out a tiny little inkwell in the shape of a skull, and a little pen out, dipping the nib in, you know, checking for rust. Okay, we're good. And then starts writing back to Carp. And filling him in on everything from her kiss with Lita, because he deserves to know about, you know, gossipy stuff.
Aww.
To Bud being missing, Bud coming back from the Shadowfell, as well as Trina, her awakened tree, popping out and living a very happy sunshine and manure-filled life. Until a certain villain, a ladron by the name of Serena, blew her to fiery smithereens. She's also going to include a shard of Trina's pot to send back to Carp.
Mm.
So he can put it in his garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously deeply apologize for having taken so long to write back. She's... You know, tries to also include some okay sketches, including one of Karen, who, you know, he knew she was looking for. Did Karen notice that Riot's sort of, like, staring attentively at her, like, and, like, scribbling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, again, if you were saying any of this out loud, Karen is, like, helping you and correcting you and being like,
nah, well, it didn't actually happen that way. And, like, do you think, I don't know, from what I've heard of Carp, like, you think he's going to handle that story about Trina? I feel like... You know, this kid seems kind of fragile. You know, it's just, I don't know. Okay, if I want to leave it in there.
I mean, he wants to be like a monster.
Botanist.
Botanist, yeah. I was like, a monster cartographer. So I feel like he needs to know about, you know, life and death. So, and also the mistakes people make along the way, pointing to myself, Karen. But he will be very excited to hear about you. That's why I'm drawing you. Look how cute you look.
Yeah, you can make the eyes a little bigger, a little bit,
Like bright? Like all you want like multiple like flecks of light in your eyes so they look like they're brimming with like happiness and tears and stuff?
Yeah, happiness and tears and fear.
Oh.
And yeah, every emotion. keep going. I'm just more layers.
Okay, I don't. All right. Okay. And then the last thing that Riot will mention is that.
Oh, sorry, sorry. If you can also draw my wolf form, please.
It's been so long. Okay, so yeah, gray.
Please, let's rub it in. Let me remember that a part of me is missing from my soul. I'll never be the same again. And, go ahead.
We'll get you back into your canine frenzy. Don't worry. Little glinting gold eyes. Okay, yeah. Little feathery tail. Looking very... Ooh, yes, look at that wolfish grin. I also drew this little coiled little poop behind you with a smiley face on it. There you go. That's
thank
just
you.
and then the poop's not always there. You know that. Should I also mention Rose? Not where she went, obviously, but.
I think knowing too much might. I think you should fill him in, but be vague about it.
Okay, what have I said? She unexpectedly left our group for another mission.
True.
Of equal.
Yeah.
Importance.
Possibly greater, honestly. Like.
Okay, or greater. I'm putting in the carrot. Okay, or greater.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to mention that we're probably going to Daggerford next. So,
You didn't lead with that?
No, this is like just like the admin stuff. Like if he's not mad at me for taking so long to write this letter, he can send future.
Yes, yes.
Future zines and whatnot to Daggerford. Perhaps not our actual home, but, one of the businesses in town that we rarely saw.
You could probably, when you go back out to see Isoba, you could probably ask him for a contact.
Okay, I will do that. All right, well, how's that cheese plate coming? Whoa, it's in the shape of a, is that a wolf? Wolf face?
I can't believe you got that. Yeah, I used my fingernails to kind of rake through some of it to give it a kind of, a furry quality. I'm glad that came across. Oh my gosh.
It's beautiful. I mean, awesome. Probably got an earthier texture taste.
Failed a health inspection, but that's okay.
Karen is clean. She's been at the monastery for a while.
She's been hunting squirrels, hours.
All right, well. That bar of soap was not working either. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay, let's go back outside and remember, this is all on you.
Karen is beaming because she's actually very proud.
I mean, Riot is also very proud. She can see both sides. So,
where last we left off, there was Jasper and Guador's pony was sort of wandering toward the garden, the tasty, tasty garden that is not. Quat is not in the vicinity right now.
Oh, Laura is just going to go redirect that pony, bring it maybe closer to the monastery, or closer to an area that's not Quat's carefully cultivated and maintained garden. Let it feed somewhere else.
Before Lorai went to redirect the pony, Isoba made like a show of going to get it, but then was just like, ugh, my back's not like used to be. If only there were a young, strong adventurer to get that pony for me.
Lorai very intentionally just like shoulder checks him as she walks by him. Like, oh no, I hope I didn't hurt you too badly, old man.
Respect your elders, whippersnapper. I'll make sure that you don't that you don't get your silver piece for this adventure of yours.
Okay, okay. It is good to see you.
you two, hon. And Isoba is going to make a glance at her wrist, looking for the bracelet.
You do not see the bracelet on her wrist.
I think that... does he know why she wouldn't be wearing it? Have they discussed that?
I'm not sure. I don't... Lariah?
When Lariah sees him looking, she will, like, pull it out and show, like, oh, it's, I wear it as a necklace now.
He looked visibly crestfallen at first, but suddenly very relieved.
Did you think I'd gotten rid of it?
No. No, of course not. The world's a big place. It's easy to lose things. I'm just glad you have something from her with you.
Yeah. Actually, what do you know about this stone?
Oh. It was a gift from your mother.
Did she say anything about it?
No, just that it was important that you have it.
Hmm. It's sort of, weirdly enough, a friend that I've been traveling with has had some weird stuff going on with magic stones, and when she left, this stone did something weird. So,
weird?
I don't know, just wondering about it.
What do you mean?
I heard a voice in my head, and it sort of, like, heated up.
His eyes go wide. A voice, whose voice? Did you know it?
No, I didn't recognize it.
It's a woman, a man, somewhere in between?
Somewhere in between, I guess. Sort of echoey and strange.
Oh. Oh, yeah. He looks disappointed.
Did you think maybe it would be Mom's voice?
You know, she never stopped trying to get back to you.
I know. But she's still gone.
Yeah, she is. And Isoba will clear his throat and clap her on the shoulder a couple of times. Maybe not too hard, but perhaps too desperately. And then he takes his hand back and looks very apologetic.
Lariah sort of doesn't acknowledge it and instead say, how are the twins doing? How did they handle having two little ones around?
You know, teenagers.
At this point, you see Riot and Karen coming back from the monastery with a gift.
Isoba laughs loudly and looks at Lariah. I forgot about the cheese tray.
You forgot about cheese?
Yeah, I can't believe they did it.
Right behind them on their heels, you all see Buzz coming out of the monastery, very solemn. And Buzz sees you, Isoba, and moves into the circle of people there, gives you a solemn little nod. You can see that there are tears in her eyes.
Buzz, what's wrong?
Are the bees okay?
She clears her throat. I've cried twice in my life. Once when I was 9 and I was hit by a stray crossbow bolt. And then again today, when the queen died. And then she holds out her hand in the palm of which is a dead bee.
Oh, Buzz, I'm so sorry.
her lip, bottom lip is trembling a little, and she stiffens up and says, I swear on the body of Queen Beyonce that I will not rest until the one responsible for her assassination has met a similar fate.
Isn't this a normal thing? Riot's asking, kind of like hands up in the air. Like, don't they like make a new queen and then feed her like the weird royal jelly and like, you know, like the.
I don't know. A 9-year-old with a crossword.
Yeah, we should really get back to that.
Buzz looks at all of you and points down at the body of the bee and it's squished a little. I found her assassinated in Lariah's room with all the bees that were moved there as some sort of prank or shenanigan. You know how I feel about shenanigans.
I know. You hate them.
So much.
They are the highest offense in this monastery.
I mean, you don't think it was one of us, right? Like, we don't have bee stings. There's no way we're... Look at our dopey hands. You know, there's no way we'd be able to move these bees.
She looks over at all of you and shakes her head and says, well, whatever it was that released all the bees into Lariah's room, I will not rest until it or them or she or he has met a similar fate to the queen.
Is there something we could do in the meantime? Like, Karen, what you got?
I'm Karen under her breath is like, half of the cheese on this tree is from Buzz's collection. They're like special, like they've got like a wax, bee wax rind and honey infused gouda. Trust me, you don't want me to offer this.
It's like, it's really sad because like as Karen is whispering that to Riot, like Soba's already got 3 of those exact same cubes of cheese like in his mouth, cheeks puffed out. He's been like wiping his hand across his face. You know the way that dads do when they're trying not to smile when you're in trouble with your mom. And he's just like looking at Lariah like, so is she saying she's gonna step on them or...
I don't
understand how dire this situation is.
It's Buzz has a very strong, Buzz loves her bees.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very serious, I can't even equate it to anything. Partially because I worry if I did it would offend Buzz, but also because it's just such a strong connection that she has.
Isoba puts another cheese cube in his mouth and goes, oh yeah. Yeah, it's always been a thing with Buzz.
Karen is gonna turn to Riot and whisper, I mean, didn't the culprit, and I think like Quat's burying it in the tomato garden right now, right?
It's been taken care of, but I thought we weren't supposed to mention it.
This is why I'm whispering.
Yes, we're both very good at whispering. Yes.
Buzz squints over at you, and
we both appear to just be smiling, really, uh-huh. With like, teeth clenched, and hips sort of pointed at each other, like, hands on hips.
Buzz is just going to squint over at you and then just let out a long sigh and say, well, I'm going to build a tiny pyre for her and then get to work. And then she strides off towards the beehives to build a tiny little bee pyre.
Aww. I feel terrible.
Is she going to burn the entire hive? Or
no.
Is she just going to get some matchsticks together? I don't think that she's thought out the scale.
No. Oh, Karen, I did it. I immediately assumed she was going to put blame on us instead of just like offer help. Ugh. Those bad Daggerford memories are like coughing back up. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I
I was just worried that she was going to run into Quat. Well, Quat was, I mean, it would have been really weird. I was just trying to keep them apart. You know what I mean?
I mean, we should tell
what
Quat,
about
right?
Quat?
Although Quat kind of, did it seem like Quat's done this before?
Quat seemed very, very good at whatever.
That? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
like the cleaner or something. That was really weird.
Yeah, like what was Quat's life before the House of She Who Shapes All? Was it the House of They Who Clean Up? Like,
yeah, like all business. That was really strange.
Is Sobe's just watching both of them and eating cheese? It's just like he has even taken the plate from them so that they can gesticulate with their hands, and he's like pointing out some of the cubes to. Is this a wolf? Is this a wolf? As I think it's supposed to be. I really appreciate the texture that the lint gives it.
Sort of Karen will stop mid-sentence and turn to Asoba and say, Oh my
gosh. yeah, it is a wolf. Thank you for noticing, actually.
Yeah, this is a great wolf. Well, what did Quat do?
Quat, just a master gardener, just digging holes and stuff.
Showing us a weird root and then was going to bury it somewhere. I don't know.
Buy it.
Don't use your dad voice with my friends.
Riot, I trusted you with the secret handshake.
Listen. Riot pulls a cube off the tray.
I thought this circle of trust was unbroken.
It is very unbroken.
And I thought we were whispering, so you know, we've all gone through some things today.
Did you know that you whisper at talking volume? Has Lariah told you that?
I mean, we grew up in a dungeon, you have to understand. This is, you know, we communicated through, you know, stone walls. This is whispering for us.
Yeah, we didn't have the experienced and, like, what's the word? Not professional, that's a weird word. The experienced and like noble guidance of a father figure that wasn't just trying to use us constantly.
Aw, he beams at that. Like he's not sure if he should think of that as a compliment, but he still does. and he looks at Lariah, he's like, shooting kids with crossbows, putting them in dungeons. I feel like you could all use this cheese more than me. And he just puts another cube in his mouth.
Riot looks down and says, "What cheese? There's like three pieces left.
It's all rind now."
Baba, what? Not that I'm not glad to see you. What exactly are you doing here? You never answered my question.
You're dropping off the boys.
Yes, to the monastery?
Oh, not forever. Just until I get to the bottom of these followers of Elistray.
Is that the drow group that the boys were looking for?
It is.
Do they know that they're going to be here for a while? How long are they going to be here?
Guess it depends on how fast you can walk. Any finger guns?
What does that mean?
Well, Lariah, I have a day job, and one day, when you're older, much, much, much older, and you have much more experience under your belt, and you've raised five children with your bare hands,
you
kept them safe from the wilds of this dangerous world.
You work in an office!
One day you'll understand the necessity for stability. And you'll be able to trust your oldest, most favorite daughter to help you.
This feels like a trap.
Also, what's that daughter's name?
Isova goes, wow. Nice, and then holds his hand up for another high five.
Up top.
Lariah, like, smacks his arm down so he can't get the high five.
Denied.
I want to make. Okay, I want you to make a dexterity challenge.
Oh my gosh, can I roll athletics to powerhouse my child?
Yes, do it.
Oh, heck heck yeah, I get to use this veteran stat block anyway. I get +3 to strength. Oh, I get +5 to athletics.
Athletics, yes.
I get nerd.
I'm your daughter.
Told you this is based on my dad. Aw, I got a 9. A 9? I deserve
nice.
That.
I got a 12.
I deserve that.
Denied.
Just like, no high five. He's like, that's okay. We'll circle around. We'll circle back to it. It's fine.
Wait, what sounds like a trap, Lariah? Now that I'm done making fun of you?
The part where he's talking about how I'm his favorite daughter.
You are my favorite daughter. Beside Vola.
Yeah, that's okay. This,
number two daughter.
You only have two daughters.
Well,
this, okay. What exactly do you want from me?
I need you to take the boys to the followers of Elestray.
And where are these followers of Elestray?
Dancing Dell, our deep forest.
Okay, and is that... So that's the group they're looking for.
Come on, big tough adventurer like you. I saw you fetch that pony.
Oh my gosh.
He takes out a silver, don't spend it all in one place.
Okay, so... I'm glad that you found the group that they're looking for. Lariah sort of like looks over at... Would Lariah know that our deep forest is near Daggerford?
Yeah, I think because she grew up in Waterdeep that she would know the surrounding information and know what is sort of en route to Daggerford. And also because of her work with the guild.
Okay. Well, it just so happens we were... planning to go to Daggerford next, so as long as you two are okay with it, right, and Karen, we can take Jasper and Gwador with us and just make a quick stop on the way to Daggerford. I know, Karen, that, like, this whole thing has been quick stops, but, like, really hopefully quick stop this time, just dropping them off?
Yes, of course. And Karen has this, like, iron smile on where she's just, like, her eyes are wide, and she's like... Another stop, yes. I cannot wait. It's mostly because she really likes Asoba and doesn't want to, like, let him down. But she's, like, you could see in her eyes, she's like, we will discuss this later.
Karen, Lily is on the way to Daggerford.
Yeah, my gosh, if I hear that one more time.
I'm so sorry.
It'll be
Karen, we have to eat somewhere. We have to eat somewhere, you know? That's all I'm saying.
It'll be quick and simple. I drop kids off all the time.
What?
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 It's so bit just like looks at the plate of like no more cheese and just sort of like.
Oh, here, we'll take that back. Sorry. Yes.
He tips them the silver coin. Oh.
Nice. Right, hands it to Karen. Here you go. It's all
buy
you.
Yourself something nice.
Okay. Don't tell her what to do.
Wagon to Daggerford is what I'm going to butter myself. There's not going to be any kids on it. I'm not going to be any stupid sister. Just like kicking the dirt underneath her.
He looks at Lariah. You've got good friends.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
You see at this point the two boys and Aicha, the little girl, they run out of the monastery and it looks like they're playing a game of tag. And they're just sort of like running and screaming out in the garden. And Buzz is sort of glancing over, trying to maintain a solemn presence, but you can see that she's, you know, her eyes sort of wander over there and the kids just they're just having fun for the afternoon. Okay, so you can all head in and chat for a bit. Asoba, you stay the night and bunk in Lariah's room, taking the bed that was once occupied by Rose. The plan is for everyone to part in the morning, I think. Karen, there's something you want to do before you leave the monastery though, right?
Karen is going to, she'll have packed her things, but she's going to kind of get her axe and a couple of canvas sacks, her typical kind of like hunting gear. And she's going to kind of make a swift exit out of the monastery into the woods for what might look like a last minute squirrel run. So Karen, once she feels that she's inside the tree line, and she's doing a lot of like miming very dramatically, that she's like looking for a squirrel and what is she gonna find? And whoa, if they cross me, you know. But when she feels like she's in enough and no one's really onto her and she's kind of in the clear, she'll kind of drop the act and kind of scout through the woods, kind of weaving through trees until she finds a spot that looks secluded enough and far enough away from the monastery. And she'll get on her hands and knees and start kind of carefully hacking away at a hole. And she has kind of a package wrapped up in paper several times, and she is kind of hacking away, and she pushes this piece of this package deep into the ground and kind of pats it with soil, finds some leaves to kind of throw around it. She's very skilled at the art of, you know, woodsy.
Yes.
Woodsy hiding things. And she kind of looks over her shoulder and kind of sighs, like a big sigh of relief. Just... And then she heads off to kind of find some squirrels, fill her pack so it's not too suspicious before she gets back into the monastery.
Excellent. All right. So at the break of dawn, Isoba saddles up to make his journey back to Waterdeep. The dames join him outside. Riot and Karen, you can stand back a little to give Lariah and her dad a moment to say their goodbyes.
It really is good to see you. I will try to visit more. I'm sorry that it's been so long.
Isoba can tell when it's time to part. But he will give her a long, lingering hug and sort of set his chin on top of her head. Mm-hmm. You sure you're not taller?
Maybe you're shrinking in your old age.
He laughs, but there's a weight of solemnity to it. And, He'll pat her shoulders again. And all right, well, stay out of trouble.
You know me. I always do.
It's more of a TK noise than a dad noise. He'll laugh and he'll whistle for the pony.
Give my love to Kai and the twins.
Of course. Keep them out of trouble too, if you can.
Oh, I can't make any promises on that.
I thought you adventurers were all about the hard stuff.
I mean, I'll do my best, but like these two. Oh, were you talking about the kids? The kids I can probably keep out of trouble. I thought you meant these two jokers.
Yeah, Sova laughs like long and hard at that, and then climbs up into the saddle on the ponies. And, please sweep up your room. You don't want any dead bees in there.
Of course I will. And Lariah does have a painted stone for her dad that's painted to look, basically a lot like her own skin, sort of dark with very bright colors shining through underneath.
He will, clasp his hands around her hands. And then take it and place it in his pocket. And he'll tap his neck twice where her jewel was. And then tap two fingers to his mouth and give her a salute goodbye.
Bye, Baba. It was good to see you.
Always, daughter. Eyes on the road.
Always.
And he will trot away.
I have a million questions, Araya. A, how do I get a dad like that? B, how do we get a dad like that? C, oh my god, such good style. What does this tapping mean? Taps the collarbone and the lips and the collarbone, points at the... Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. We'll let you process.
Yeah, I hear all your great questions. Should we talk about our plan to go to Daggerford?
Yep, we're already packed. What do you mean you want to talk? Let's talk on the road.
All right, yeah, let's get our stuff. Let's make sure Jasper and Guador are ready to go. And let me just say my goodbyes around the monastery, and we'll hit the road.
Yeah. Oh, we also have a question. Where do we leave money for borrowing cheese for that cheese plate that we made for you, Dad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I would... I just leave it, like, I guess, in their cabinets, I guess.
That's fine.
I want to be able to come back, you know? Like, well, no, at least one town I want to come back to.
Do you think I'm a terrible guest? I left 14 squirrel's tails, and I left genuinely a bowl full of bones. I mean, if that's not...
I didn't know you did that. Oh, never mind. Yeah,
it's
good.
In the center of the dining table. I put it that's as like, actually, a centerpiece.
Oh, you didn't tell anyone. Okay. It might... I don't know. It could seem like a threat if people don't know you, but I do like it. And you actually, I feel like we should just take some more cheese because of how much you left.
Yeah. I think I went a little overboard, you know. But I think we overstayed our welcome. But
Yeah.
All right. I'm just gonna go inside and warn them about your very generous offering, and say my goodbyes real quick, and then we can. Be on the way.
Ooh, terrible B joke, by the way. All right.
Would you have let the monks know that you were leaving in the morning?
Oh, yeah. She definitely would have. As soon as we discussed it the night before, presumably, she would have let them know immediately, like, that night, like, hey, I'm leaving first thing.
I think then as you're gathering all your bags, they'll come over to you. Because your rooms are just across the hall from each other, and you see that Quat has come with some gifts, and Buzz has as well, and Breeze is just sort of standing back, letting them do their talking. So Buzz just sort of clears her throat and she passes over two jars to you, Lariah, and just says, here, for your journey. One of these is bound to cure whatever ails you.
Thank you, Buzz.
And it's one jar is honey and one jar is mead. And Buzz just sort of clears her throat again and says, safe travels, Lauren.
Lariah, who's used to this from Buzz, just sort of laughs and would have very quickly painted a rock with a bee on it and hand that over and say, I know it's not the same, but I wanted to give you this just as part of the memorial for Beyonce.
Buzz, as soon as she sees the bee on it, she pulls down her apiarist hood. And takes the stone and turns away and just says, bye, Rory and Becky. And then walks away.
Well, who is who? I need to know. Oh, I guess I'm Rory and you're Becky?
I guess so.
She does that. She knows your names. Don't worry about it.
I mean, I don't really, you know, they don't know who took all the cheese. That's fine.
And then Quat steps forward and says, Quat has made special blended tea cakes for you.
Thank you, Quat. She
hands each of you a block that's it's basically compressed tea that you can break into smaller pieces to brew, and she's packaged them in these reusable beeswax food wraps. Let's see. So Riot, she lets you know that you've got this. It's a blend of strawberries, hibiscus, rose hips. Turns bright red when you brew it. I call it Serenity now because you need to chill. Oh.
I love it. I can't wait to drink some. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Also, you should talk to Buzz about the bee situation and like who might have killed it.
After a moment of thinking, Quat nods with acknowledgement. It killed one of her bees.
The queen.
If Tortles had eyebrows, hers would raise up, and she nods. She's kind of speechless, but she just keeps nodding. Okay. And then she turns over to Karen and says, yours is a blend of burdock, dandelion, licorice, and chicory roots. I call it Forbidden Root.
Ooh. That's a good pun. I don't know.
What?
What? Oh, no, nothing. It smells great.
Karen kind of like nibbles on part of it.
See, it's the saliva in your mouth, you know, brews the tea on its own. This is genius.
Lariah, Quat looks over at you and says, Quat thinks you need to explain tea to this one.
Yeah, she's normally better with tea. I think it's just the seeing in the black. It's, yeah, she gets it. She'll get it.
And Lariah, Quat has made you your special blend. And you know that it is, you can smell it. And it brings back probably like memories from your childhood. It's a blend of pu'er tea with candy brittle pieces, cinnamon, marshmallows, and chocolate chips. It's basically s'mores in tea form, and she calls it s'more tea because when you were little, you used to say s'more.
My favorite tea. Thank you, Quat.
And then she holds out another package and says, "This one is for Rose when she comes back. Quat made one with hops, passion flower, rose petals, and silver linden flowers. Quat calls it Rose All Day."
Thank you so much, Quat. This is beautiful.
We'll be sure to give it to her when we see her next.
What would you like Quat to do with your friend, Bud?
Oh, I have created a small compost heap. If you would like to give him fresh, what's the word the gardener used? Manure? From his friends? I don't actually know if that's something that plants like, but, and also, and Wright pulls out like a small woven bag full of money. This is just for incidental fees, and like I don't know if he wants to read some books or something to help pay for them, or I guess the libraries, or I don't know. We just wanted to give him some money just in case.
Quat nods and says, "Treants eventually walk. Treants need money."
Cool. Well, if you don't mind, like, giving it to him or keeping it safe somewhere. Yeah.
Quat will be trust fund.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay. Quat just leaves you to it and says, Quat will talk to Buzz. And just walks away. And then Breeze comes in and just sort of walks you outside, and you can say your parting words to Bud and Breeze outside.
Breeze, thank you as always for everything.
Breeze nods and sort of gestures, and at the same time makes the noise of of a quill on paper?
Yes, I will write to you. As soon as we get to where we're going, I'll let you know we made it there safely.
The boys are on your heel, and they're you can see them. They're talking to Bud, and Guador is sort of like touching Bud's bark and staring up at Bud's little tree face, sort of smiling down at him.
Hey, Bud, it's time for us to hit the road.
All right, y'all. Are you off to find Rose then?
Long term, yes. Short term, we have some other small things to do close by. So, and actually, the research that we need to do kind of coincides. So, yes.
Well, y'all be safe. I'll be here, clearly. And he points down to his roots.
Speaking of which, I wanted to give you something. And Riot pulls the golden circlet off, like from under her bangs and in between her horns. Sort of, may I put this on you?
Oh, that's awfully pretty. What is it?
So you can maybe protect yourself if you ever need to. Here we get in a situation again. It's a circlet of blasting. Recharges every sunset. So, I don't want to leave you without something.
Bud nods and sort of lowers his little head down.
Right, puts it on him. Oh, well, now you look super fancy.
Well, I will do right by you, and I'll do right by Rose, and if any evildoers come by here, I will stand guard at the house of she who shapes all. I'll make you all proud.
Oh, you already do, and they got a library in there, so if like you ever want to read something, they can check it out for you, or maybe, purchase it, start reading, start talking to people, you're kind of in like a vector spot for a bunch of cool stuff out here.
Sure I am. Rose picked a real fine spot for me.
She did.
Well, you take care of those little saplings. And he pats Jasper and Guador on the head. I hope they find what they're looking for. I hear it's family.
we find family every time we turn around, so... She just gives him a big hug. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, your sap is leaking out. I don't know where it's... I don't know how your bark got wet.
Bud sort of looks down and pats where the wetness is and gives you a knowing look. I reckon I'm just not the same since I got back from the Shadowfell.
Okay, well, we don't need... I think you're going to be just fine.
I reckon you will, too. We'll see you soon. Real soon, right?
Yes. Assuming we do everything we're supposed to.
You always do, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I am this time. And Riot looks over at Karen and smiles.
So the dames leave the house of She Who Shapes All. Bree stands next to Bud, and they wave goodbye as you take the path toward our deep forest, and then Daggerford after. Meanwhile, deep in the forest by the house of She Who Shapes All, in the darkest reaches where not many have ventured in recent years, muffled voices call out, startling squirrels and birds alike. Quat trundles through the underbrush, clutching a spade in one hand, and in the other, the form of a tiny fey creature wrapped in linen. She didn't expect to meet anyone here on her somber quest to find a resting place for the quickling. And yet, the voices call. They call until she stands before a tiny, freshly turned plot of soil.
Are you there, dearie? Hey everyone, it's Kat again. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks again to TK Johnson for joining us.
Do you want to let listeners know where they can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's me, it's TK. I write spooky stories on the internet, and if you like reading spooky stories, then you can at my website, tkjwrites.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, TK Joins the Fray.
Awesome. Thanks again.
Thank you, TK.
Thanks, TK.
Want to get in touch with the Dames? You can find all our social media links at d20dames.com. Anyway, that's it for now. Until next time, misadventure awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Music by Middle Essence. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames. What's a Patreon? What's a Middle Essence? What's a production?